Hi, it's Alan Chartok talking in the Congressional Corner with our friend Representative Paul Tonko, Democrat of New York's 20th District, in office since 2009. And that's where WAMC exists, in the 20th District. So how proud are you of us?
I am very proud. You know, I constantly get good feedback from a number of people who have heard our conversations and on the air. And that is a good part of the outreach that you try to extend so as to incorporate everyone into the efforts of policy development.
Well, Paul Tonko, how many people do you have on your staff?
We have 15, I believe, currently. We can have up to 16. You know, we split it pretty well down the middle for both the district offices and our D.C. office. So, you know, it keeps all of us busy, I can tell you. There are tons of things we do through the Energy and Commerce Committee, through the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and through Natural Resources. So, you know, three committees keeps us very busy.
Based on the trouble that I guess one could say that Andrew Cuomo has gotten himself into, have you given instructions to your staff about behavior?
We constantly talk about the ethics that need to be maintained. There is opportunity, the requirement for training, including sexual harassment and ethics training. There's a very strong ethics review group in the House, so that we make use of that whenever we're questioning whether or not something fits within the guidelines of that ethics of the ethics that are established for the House. So, you know, I think it's important for us to maintain that kind of effort so as to make certain that everyone is operating in a most effective and ethical manner.
And has the speaker made it clear that that's her expectation of what members will do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always a strong voice from leadership to make certain that everything is done to the highest of ethical standards. And, you know, you kind of live this job in a fishbowl. And it's in this day and age of technology, many people are then caught with unethical behavior. And it should teach all of us a lesson. It should be resonating with each and every one of us.
Well, you know, a lot of accusations have been made about Andrew Cuomo, one of which was an older man has no business with a younger woman. Now, if you arrested everybody in this country who broke that rule or who married, you know, money, that kind of thing, you wouldn't have enough jails.
That's true. That's true. You know, it's, you know, a number of accusations have been made. Allegations have come forward. And they're mounting. And I do believe, I said an investigation is really called for. And I truly believe that the Attorney General will utilize her role and her responsibilities to make certain that it is a thorough investigation and that we'll get all the facts we need to address the situation. But with the mounting bit of allegations, it becomes a concern that the focus, the need to be clearly focused on the issues of the day, which are several, including the obvious pandemic concerns with COVID and the vaccination of our state's people and the like, and the efforts to restore support to our businesses and reopen our schools safely. All of this needs our undivided attention. And it was a concern that I have is that it does distract. And we need to have someone in charge that is not distracted by all of the accusations and allegations that are currently taking hold.
You know, Paul Tonko, I'm not that important a person. I'm just a humble soul, and I mean that. And yet I've had a couple of calls from people who are considering getting into it if Andrew goes. How about you? Have you got any of those?
No. I am keeping busy working as the Congress rep for New York 20. And, you know, I'm sure there will be a lineup galore There always is in a state like this, where we're a very progressive state and a very much focused upon state, and one that has a lot of leadership potential from you know, downstate all the way over to the far reaches, the western reaches in Buffalo. So, you know, I'm certain that it'll be a very active field.
Looking into your crystal ball, you think, and I'll give you my answer too, not that you want it, but I'll give you my answer also, which is, do you think that he'll resign, that the pressure will get to him and he'll resign?
You know, it's hard to say. I take the governor for his word. He's not going to resign. He is going to make certain that all of these investigations are completed. And so I need to take him for his word, but I really do believe that the need for us to be focused, I don't know how long these investigations would take. They could be quite lengthy. They can get very detailed. But I do think we need the leadership of the state to be totally focused on the missions of today, which are several in scope and of great importance.
Do you think that that we are at a risk for diminishing the reputation of all politicians from this?
Well, certainly it's an easy thing for people to try to broad brush the kind of unethical behavior or, you know, the allegations of such behavior. Yeah, you're especially in a legislative branch. It's very easy for people to take the failure of one and try to extrapolate it over all of the body. But again, I think there are certain legislative concepts that can be embraced, and there certainly are standards that get established. But bottom line, this is an individual responsibility. We need to maintain a sound ethical bit of behavior as those who are placed with public trust, and you know, to honor that public trust and to you know, meet the standards that the general public expects and deserves.
Now, you've been critical, and you've said that there has to be an investigation and the rest. Have you heard, because we do understand that a fellow who I knew, you know, fairly well back in the day, Larry Schwartz, has been going around and talking to people in various state government roles and county roles and seeing if they're in the right, quote, right place with Cuomo. Have you gotten such a call?
I have not. I have not, but... I think if there is that kind of pressure, I think that, you know, again, it just adds to the concern of, you know, what the public is hearing and some are believing. So I think, you know, again, the need to, especially during the midst of, in the midst of all of this scrutiny, there should be every bit of effort made to be tremendously responsible in these situations, and not to add to the litany of charges by applying pressure to people in local roles.
What would you do if you got such a telephone call?
I would just indicate clearly that I thought it was an unacceptable approach, and that you know, I have called for an investigation and will trust that that is done thoroughly well and will abide by that.
I mean, are all politicians very wary here? For example, President Biden says, like, as you do, there should be an investigation. Now, it seems to me there are two sides to this one. One of them is, and we'll probably have to come back and talk about this a little bit, but one of them is he should resign right now. And the other is, hey, you know, we got due process in this country. You got to prove it first. Where do you come down on that one?
Well, you know, I myself at first had called for due process to have an investigation and, you know, apply whatever result. But, you know, as these allegations have mounted, you know, the concern for us at a time like this where, you know, we're facing some of the toughest crises the state in public health policy terms has ever met. And it's important for us to have that focus and to, you know, not be disrupted by all sorts of charges that continue to mount and the lack of focus that then results. And so, you know, I have said that, you know, there's a need to resign here because we need that element of focus front and center to get things done.
Paul Tonko, we love having you on the show. And what's more, we love having you as a voice of reason with us. And when we come back the next time, we'll give you another chance to do even more of that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.